Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Tea Talk with Angel, the belly dancing medium. Each Wednesday at 9 p.m., I present messages of inspiration and motivation and discuss topics from across the community. Callers are always welcome, and I'm happy to do on-air readings on every show. Sign up for news and updates at bellydancingmedium.com, and please remember to like my program before the show's over. Now sit down, pour a cup of tea, and join me for a fabulous and fun gathering.
Oh my goodness, it is Wednesday again, and hello everybody. So excited. It's been such an interesting week with clients and friends and loved ones, working our way through the last few weeks of the year, and I thought it'd be really fun to talk about a specific area of my process of transformation that I call acknowledgement. Lots of people have had lessons this week in acknowledgement, acknowledging things within themselves so that we could move forward. So as I take calls tonight, I was hoping that we could talk about what it is that's been standing in your way or what it is you're reaching for, that we can kind of help work through this process of acknowledgement. Now, I only have 30 minutes. I'm going to put out there that I'd ask you to state your first name, ask your question. I always request that we don't ask for general readings, please. It takes a long time, and there's a whole process of connection. It's really not possible for me to give a real fantastic reading in 3 minutes over the radio if that's general. And then one question. Follow-up questions can be handled off-air. You can contact me at my website, bellydancingmedium.com. I'm keeping those answers to about 2 to 3 minutes because we do have a lot of people on the air trying to get in. So the first thing I'm going to do is when I get you on the phone is just kind of ask you what you'd like to acknowledge, and then we're going to talk about what you might want to know. So I got my first caller here. So who am I talking to?
Hi, this is Donna. Hello.
Hi, Donna. How are you today?
I'm great. Thank you.
That's amazing.
Nice, relaxing
so,
day.
Oh, yes, I have my little cup of tea here, and I'm relaxing. It's been a wonderfully crazy day, right? What would you like to, what do we need to acknowledge about ourselves, Donna, that as you think about what it is that you want
I'm not, meeting anyone, and I'd like to be in a relationship. It's been like 7 years.
Okay.
I'm 62. I only work one day, you know, I'm at that retirement age, but I just don't know how to meet them. I went to a bar with a friend and sat there. I don't really drink, and I don't know. It's just, I don't know. I wonder if
that's kind of hard to have a process that you don't engage with, and then you go to that process to meet people because it's like, you know, that's not what you do. So what is it that you feel is standing in your what are you looking for? Let's ask that. What are you looking for? Are you looking for just companionship, or are you looking for that just deep, passionate
throwdown
love?
Not a lot of passion at this age. More, you know, a love, companionship, best friend, marriage, that type of thing, something that would lead into marriage, that we're a couple.
So your question is there anything in the horizon for you?
Yes,
and
yes.
What I see for you is, well, first I get yes, but
okay.
You're not going to get it. You're not going to get it kind of hanging out in the realm of what your friends think you should do, because this person is going to be kind of separate from these two. Everybody knows what you're supposed to do. It's like, oh, hey, let's go do this, and hey, let's go do that. What you need to do is start doing the things that you just like to do. So don't start doing things because you're looking for someone. Start doing things because you're trying to do what you need to do to make you happy. And you're going to meet somebody in the process of happy. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
Because everybody's ideas are not working for you.
No, but then again, like I'll go to the beach. I like to walk on the beach, but I never meet anybody walking on the beach. There's hardly anybody ever walking. And when they're walking.
But you can go to an event that is focused around people who want to be on the beach. So it's not about, because you go to the beach to walk to be alone and contemplate. So when you find people out there, they're usually alone and they don't want to be bothered by people. It's not a social thing. But going to a gathering, an event, whether it's a beachside concert or a mixer, going to things where you're going to find people, that's what you need to do. You need to do it kind of in your own person that you're going to stand with, going to stand with you separate from the people that you're standing with in friendship. They don't know what's best for Donna. So try not to think of the lonely kind of contemplative processes. Take the things that you like and take a look at what's happening, whether it's through technology, you know, meetups, or whether it's through finding a retreat or something where other people are at, and that's where you're going to meet this person. If you start to do this, you'll get more comfortable. It's going to be swing and a miss a couple of times because you're going to be in a foreign environment, but as you get used to it, you'll start to meet people, and you're going to meet more than one person until you figure out what works. But you got to remember how to play. You got to get back in it, right?
Yeah.
So once you do that, then you're going to meet somebody, and it looks like by the time you get to the end of the year, you will have, I see you holding someone's hand.
Oh,
as you
great.
Get into 2017, okay? So you're going to
wonderful.
Let me know how that goes?
I will.
Give me a virtual
so
smile. You're welcome.
All
God
right.
bless you.
Happy holidays.
Okay, bye-bye. You too. Bye-bye. So really super cool. People call in a lot. Love is always a popular topic. And I'm going to move on to the next. But remember, what are we talking about? One of the nice things I liked about the call with Donna is that we did indeed look at what it was that she needed to acknowledge in herself. And what she needed to acknowledge in herself is that there were these things that she enjoyed doing, but she tends to do them by herself. So it's like, I'm going to be by myself for these things I enjoy, and then I'm going to go with these people and do what they think I should do to find someone. When you stop and acknowledge what it is you want and what it is in you, that is the focus, whether you need to focus on that as a blossom or you need to release it as a block, that's half the battle. That's the key. At least that's the key from my point of view, as Obi-Wan Kenobi would say. Who am I speaking to now? Hello? Is there anybody there? I think I may have lost someone. I'm going to go ahead and put them off, maybe come to them later. Go to the next person. Hello, who am I speaking to?
Hi, this is Karen.
Who is this?
Karen.
Oh, hi, Karen. How are you tonight?
Hi. Well, thank you for taking my call. I would just like to acknowledge that what I'm going through for a while seems to be overcoming this.
Having a really, really hard time hearing you. I'm so sorry. The connection is like really, really bad. Hold on 1 second. Let's try that.
Okay.
Go ahead.
Okay.
That's a little better. Yes, yes. Much better.
Okay. I'm just, it's just been very rough and rocky for, it just seems no matter how hard I try, and I'm making a lot of effort and trying, it just seems like, things just keep imploding all around me, just small and large. And I'm just, wondering what I'm doing to sabotage or what energy that is or how I can heal from that or what's going on.
Are we talking about your whole life? Are we talking about professional? Are we talking about family? What are we focusing on right now?
Yes, family, friends, finances, buying things and dropping them and breaking them and, or denting them and, just all kinds of little things, losing things, breaking things, finances imploding, relationships not working out. It's just, and I keep trying and trying and trying, and I just feel like giving up.
So I want you to do me a favor, okay? I want you to take a deep breath for a moment, okay? To take a deep breath for a moment and think about one thing that is deep in your heart. That's what it is that if you had an unlimited amount of resources, an unlimited amount of finances, and the ability to create anything in the world that you wanted to create, what would you create?
More smoothness and more a nice relationship.
More what?
Like smoothness, you know, not so many rocks and bumps, more smoothness and a living relationship, a companion.
Okay. So when you say smoothness, what do you mean by that? One of the things that I'm finding as I'm connecting with you is what you're seeing. It's like you're in a fog. Okay, you're on a boat, and you're in a fog, and it's a really thick fog. It's not like a light fog, and it's there, and all you see is the fog, and it's been present for you so strong, and it's been so much a part of your process that you can't see anything but the fog. So even as we think about what it is that Karen can create right now, all you can see is the fog. And so it's just like, I just want it better, right? And words are powerful.
Right.
And as we work with the divine, and we are able to really create the magic that we want to create to get things moving in the direction we want to move, then we say things like, I just want it better. That doesn't make the fog go away. It just makes it different, right?
Right.
So one of the things that I want you to really think about in this concept of acknowledgement is, what do you want, right? Ask for. Remember, you ask and you shall receive. What do you want? If I was a one-wish genie and could grant you your wish right now, what would it be? Tangible, with clarity, and with purpose, what would it be?
Direction, clarity.
Okay. About what? You know, put your hands on it.
Knowing
take a
what
deep
to
breath.
Do, where
close
to
your
live.
Eyes if you need to. I want you, if you were to put your hands on it, what would it be? So that's the key. You know, I can sit here and look at your situation like, when is it going to stop? And the answer I'm getting is when you stop focusing on the fog. And the fog has to be gone for you. You're not in any dark space. There's no dark energies around you. You're just in a fog, and it happens to the best of us. We just get in a state where we're confused because it's just hard, and we're just lack of clarity. We haven't, you know, in that state, and if we fall deeper and deeper in the fog starts to control us. To get out of the fog, you have to have something to reach out to so that that you can be brought clarity. What do you want to do professionally, whether it's the location? What do you really, really want deep down in your soul? What do you want?
I don't even know.
So
it's something different and better.
Okay, cool. That's awesome. So one of the things that I would like to invite you to do is spend time really sussing through, making that sentence more complete. A long time ago, you had dreams, right? You had wishes. Were they? And how can you recreate or reconnect to those wishes so that you can pull yourself out? Because this fog is not meant to stay. Yes, it will get better, but you have to stop looking at it. That's what the dropping and the losing things is about. It's just that you live in a space where you're convinced that the life is about the fog, and it's not. It's just a condition that you're in. And if you step out of the fog, you're not in the fog anymore. You can get out of the fog. You really can. But one of the things that I would like to see you do is work through this process of understanding what it is that you want, knowing with certainty what it is. This job, this location to live, this circumstance with my community, these kinds of relationships around me, and this kind of a life partner with me. Really understanding what you want so that you're looking at what you want and not looking at what you feel you don't want, because that's what you're leading with. It will get better. It will get better sooner than you think it will. There is light at the end of the tunnel. This is it, what I'm seeing is a 7-year, 5 to 7-year cycle that's coming to an end. But you're like, what am I looking at? You're like a prisoner that's been chained up and is like been tortured and they're just tired. So they're just kind of sitting there wearing the chains. And even though they know that the time is almost up and they're about to get out, they're still kind of feeling like they're stuck. So we got to get you out of the stuck. So I'm going to give you a couple of suggestions.
Do you know when the time will be up? It's a very good description. Do you know when the time will be up? Are we talking weeks, months, another year?
It can end as quickly as the end of the month, going into next month, if you can sit down and pull yourself out. It's a tough answer. It's a tough answer,
okay,
because the answer is not as simple as it's going to happen on Tuesday the 5th at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, because you have to take steps. So if you continue, if you stay where you're at, the change can't fulfill. You have to take steps to step out, to change your focus. You have to change your focus. There is a purpose for this. I know it's always hard to hear that you go through the lessons, but you're going to be stronger on the other side, and the reward is waiting for you on the other side. It is. There is reward on the other side, but you don't see it, and it's closer than you think. You can literally reach out and grab it, but you have to stop. Do you journal?
Yes.
Okay, so just journal, and journal around your dreams. What do you want? Not, I wish this would stop, or I wish something better would come. Like, I wish I had the job where I was teaching people to do this. I wish I was traveling where I could go to these locations, the things that you really want to do, and start letting your light come through, and you'll be able to see the progress. And use some sage, burn some sage around you. It will help lift your energy. And also work more with Archangel Michael to come in and help lift the energy around you so that your energy will lift so that you can step into the next space.
Thank
I've gone
you
really
much.
Long with you, but you feel like you're in a really deep space. I would love to hear from you. You can check me out on my website and let me know how you're doing. But I really would love to be a part of the conversation where you're coming out of this. So if you could take anything away from this conversation, know this. The fog is almost done. You don't want to spend any more time sailing around in the fog. Deep breaths, release, and stop starting your sentences about what's wrong. Sometimes things fall out of our hands because our hands were wet, right? It has nothing to do with any negative energy in our space, right? Right.
It has to do with what and not a negative
it has,
energy?
It has. Sometimes when we drop things that we pick up, it's because our hands were wet. And
oh,
slippery.
Okay.
It has nothing to do with negative energy in our space. You have wonderful energy around you, supporting you, and the divine is always going to be there for you, as are the angels. All right? Care. And
thank
send me
you.
An email.
Thank
Let me
you
know how you're doing.
Much.
God bless you. You're welcome.
You're
Take
very
care.
Helpful. Thank you so much.
Oh,
thank you.
Thank you. Take care. Bye-bye. I can definitely relate to that. It's so hard when you feel like you're in a dark space. And for Karen, please do get in touch with me on my website, bellydancingmedium.com. You have my email there. You have the phone number there. If you have any questions, I'm here every week, Wednesday at 9 p.m. And here's my next caller. Who am I speaking to?
Hi, my name is Benita.
Hello?
How are you? Hi, my name
I'm
is Benita.
What's your name?
How are you?
Benita? I'm awesome. How are you?
Benita? Yes.
Okay. So that was a good call. It woke up a lot of energy. And what I want to ask you right up is for you to kind of let me know what you want to talk about, especially this energy of kind of acknowledging what it is in us that we want to either speak to that's getting in our way, or that we want to speak loud because we want to get to it? What is it? What is the heart and soul of your question today?
Heart and soul of my question is, I had a dream. It's actually a dream and a confirmation on the outer of the symbol 999, which means that, you know, you're completing a cycle and moving into a new one. So I've been contemplating, I want to do some type of healing, modality of healing, energy healing.
Okay.
And just not knowing exactly where to start, or if you can tell me which direction.
That's really interesting. As I listen to you and kind of feeling through your energy here, you're one of the many people who are being called upon right now from all walks of life, lawyers and everything, that are here to heal the world, especially here in the United States. And all of you are confused, because, like, I want to do this energy healing. I know I'm supposed to do this. What am I supposed to do next? One of the reasons for the confusion is that there's nothing out there calling to you and the modalities and the processes and with lots of passion. It's because the healing that you're coming to the table with is like this old school disciple-based healing that comes straight from the divine. So it's going to be hard for you to find some place that's going to kind of anoint you with your process, because you're not feeling it. And the message that you guys are being given is that you don't need that stuff. What you need to do is let the energy come, because you're being trained directly by the source on what there is to do and where it's coming from. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I will tell you, it's perfectly fine if you want to take on, like, do some Reiki or some chakra healing, so any of the modalities that are out there, if you want to add that to your toolbox, because people want to see stuff when you're working with them. But what you really need to do is one or two things. The first thing that's the most important thing is spend time in contemplation, allowing the download, whether it's meditation, whether it's trance processes or dream processes, however you deal with your connection, to allow the download to come. And then you just need to practice. You can connect with a healing circle in your area, or if you have friends, I'm feeling that your people around you probably are like, I'm not sure about that. So you might want to reach out and find some people to connect with. And, you know, looking for a guru can be hard, but if you want to find someone that can mentor you, I would just encourage you to remember where your process comes from, so that you can avoid someone trying to change your process into something else, because you've got a gift that's natural, and you could literally just start doing it now. It's just you're not sure if it's real. That's what it feels like, because you didn't go to the school, you didn't do this, you just woke up one day and was like, this is what I want to do. And that's how it happens, my friend. That's how it's real. We live in a world where everybody wants to see someone who has certifications and trainings next to their name. That's interesting, but it comes directly from the divine, and I can't teach you. I can only give you guidance on some things to do and to help you ground yourself and all that kind of stuff. You've got the teacher. Your teacher is the teacher. So you need to sit down and let the download come. There are groups of people around you. There is a community around you that you need to engage with. My recommendation would be to start doing that, because I'm seeing you kind of with little groups, kind of playing with each other, kind of healing each other and talking and getting used to it and speaking. And then you also need to write, I see, as well. You have some things that you need to say that will turn into books in the near future, within the next 18 months to 2 years, is what I'm saying.
Okay.
That makes sense?
Yeah,
does it make sense for you? So what is your next step?
My next step is just to, I guess, just to get in a quiet spot and meditate, maybe focus on the source, envision the source coming into me, and then asking for guidance once my vibration level is increased.
Awesome. And I fully expect to hear from you, see how you're doing. And water, you need to have more water around you. Some people yield power from the earth, some from the water. You have the water is very powerful for you. So whether it's with fountains or what have you, drink a lot of water because that's kind of going to be part of your process. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Great. Okay. Okay. God bless you. Take care and good luck. You energy power woman. Happy holidays and take care of yourself.
Thanks.
Okay,
you
bye-bye. All right, running out of time. So as always, I'm going to say if I can't get you tonight, go to my website. You'll see me there. And that's bellydancingmedium.com. And you can send me an email and I'll be happy to try to connect with you, answer some questions, answer a question for you. I'm going to do one more caller. Who am I speaking to?
Well, hi, my name is Tony, and I just want to see if you have any messages for me or any change for the next year.
I ask, what questions do you have? Because general message is difficult for the amount of time that we have, so I always ask that you ask a question.
Do
you have a specific question?
Somebody coming in. Yes, somebody coming in for the next. Somebody coming in for me and for the next year as far as needing any person coming in.
Somebody coming in, you mean romance-wise?
Yeah, yes.
Okay,
yes.
So you want to know about romance. Okay, great. And can you repeat your name for me, please?
Tony, T-O-N-I.
Thank you. So does Tony have anybody coming in for her the next year? I don't see one person coming in for you this next year. I see you kind of making a decision between three people. I get one, two, three. So, I know, really, right? Choices. That's what I see. So, be careful what you wish for. So somebody says in the background as I'm connected to your energy. And it's because you're going to open up and be a little more aware and a little more acknowledging what you are deserving of and a little less in your own head. And as you open up a little more, more opportunities are going to present themselves. And so somewhere around, it looks like I'm getting summer, like 7 more towards August is when you're going to be, asked to make a decision because you're going to be kind of having to make a choice. So be prepared for that.
That's weird.
And I want to know about, it's not like, it doesn't feel all weird and casual. It just feels literally like friendships that start to turn into something else and it all at the same time. So you're going to need to choose, which is not a bad thing.
Somebody that I know?
No, not that one. One of them is a possible connection. If you don't know them, I think you've seen this one. Before. One of them you've seen before. One of them you've seen before. So I get yes on one of them. The other two are going to be brand new packages in your shopping cart. So be prepared for that. Enjoy yourself with it and don't stress on it because it's like you've been waiting for stuff to open. So you this is what you've asked for. You need to decide because each of them have different attributes. So one of the things you're being asked to do is clarify what it is you're looking for so it'll be an easier process for you. Does that make sense?
Yes, it does. It sure does.
All right.
It's just like,
enjoy. I know, right? Well, you take care. I'm going to have to go. I hope to hear from you soon. God bless you and have a fantastic holiday.
Likewise.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
And that's the end of our show this week. I'm always here at bellydancingmedium.com. I hope you all have a fantastic rest of the week. Next week, we're going to have some surprises. I'm going to have a guest because we're getting close to Christmas and not Santa Claus. But for now, as I always say, ignite your life today so you can evolve it tomorrow. Ciao, ciao.